Well, I finally did it. I started a LinkedIn newsletter. And you're probably thinking to yourself, who reads LinkedIn newsletters? Well, I do. I started using LinkedIn more recently. And you know what? It's a much better platform than it used to be. They're calling it now like the Facebook for professionals. And the difference between Facebook and LinkedIn right now that I'm seeing is like people aren't really using Facebook anymore, but they're using LinkedIn more and more. And it's turning into more of a content platform, a platform for reading. That's something I've used it for. Years ago, and I still use it today, these RSS feeders, we used to have these apps to read our favorite blogs on the web. And that's kind of gone away a bit now. And what's replacing that now is social media, and particularly LinkedIn, because LinkedIn has that sort of professional ecosystem to it. So a lot of the articles and newsletters are basically kind of like blog posts. And now people can opt to see them in their feed. And the cool thing about LinkedIn newsletters is that people can also get a actual email. So not only can they get like a notification and also see the newsletter in their feed, they can actually get an email as well. So it's kind of competing with, I guess you could say, Substack and a lot of these other newsletter platforms. As you know, newsletter platforms have kind of taken off as sort of independent journalists have kind of made it a way to kind of make some more money. As traditional media dies, all these journalists and influencers need a place to go and they need to monetize. So what they're doing is they're creating newsletters. Now, the thing with LinkedIn is that you can't monetize the newsletter, at least not officially through like, you know, getting a paid subscription or anything like that. But I think that's going to come. I mean, I think it has to if you're going to compete with Substack and some of these other newsletter platforms. But LinkedIn newsletters are really cool. Like, I find myself subscribing to a lot of them and reading them. I know this is kind of sound kind of silly, but I like the Arnold Schwarzenegger LinkedIn newsletter. He shares a lot of tips, a lot of motivational tips, health tips. So it's not just, you know, the professional type newsletters. You'll find stuff, you know, like Deepak Chopra has a newsletter. Tony Robbins, I like Tony Robbins a lot, so I read his newsletter. So a lot of good things on there. So I started a new newsletter. Right now I'm calling it The Essential Professional. So as some of you may know, I have a email newsletter called The Mariko Letter, which is my core newsletter that you can get on my website. So this is kind of going to run alongside of that, maybe parallel to that. And we'll see where that goes. But right now I'm just going to do that as like a once a month kind of newsletter. And so far it's, I just launched it today and it's getting some good impressions, decent impressions. So we'll see how it goes. I started it with an image. So like with each LinkedIn newsletter, you've got to have like basically a logo. So I created a logo using Adobe Express, which is great, by the way. I like it better than Canva right now. So you start with a logo and then you got to title the newsletter. And they don't give you a whole lot of space. So like what I did is I called it the essential Professional, but I wanted to add, you know, by Mariko on the end there. But there just wasn't enough space. So just kind of keep that in mind if you're thinking about doing that. So and then they want you to kind of create like a headline image or a hero image basically for each article or each newsletter that you post. So, you know, I created one and, you know, I used like my logo font and logo mark on there. And so it looks pretty good. The only thing is I added a stock image of like a professional, you know, kind of pointing to, you know, to an icon. And so I just wonder if that's, you know, looks a little too cheesy or not, but we'll see. Maybe I can change it out. So that's the only thing that I could think of that maybe would kind of detract from it. But so far, we'll see how it goes. And the cool thing about the LinkedIn newsletters is it kind of keeps you top of mind with all the people that you're connected with. So if somebody tries to connect with you or follow you, like LinkedIn's going to give them a notification saying, hey, subscribe to so-and-so's newsletter. So That's great. I mean, you can kind of see where that goes, kind of amplify your message. So LinkedIn really does help you amplify your message because it's a B2B platform, and I guess you could say like a B2C platform as well, or just a professional network. There aren't a lot of creators on LinkedIn, so it really gives you advantage. So you have a billion people on LinkedIn, but you got to remember, not everybody is playing on an equal playing field, because you got to figure a lot of people are working for big companies, they have supervisors, and a lot of people really can't post because they're afraid of what they're going to say and how it looks on them and what their supervisors are going to think and you know, other people in the company. So a lot of people are just scared on LinkedIn, and you don't want to be scared. You want to speak your mind as best you can, so you come across as a thought leader, somebody with opinions. And so one of the best things you can do is just put out content on the platform, and try to get yourself in a position where, you know, you don't need your job, really. So you can kind of get secure in your job, you have options, and then you can kind of speak your mind more on LinkedIn. And when you do that, you'll just get more attention, and then you'll get other bigger opportunities to go forward in your career. So just keep that in mind. So you really do have such a huge advantage on LinkedIn. So my advice to you, follow some newsletters. Kind of do some searches. What I've been doing recently, since I've been getting more active on LinkedIn and making it more useful for me, is I've looked at people that I've followed on Twitter and Facebook and other social networks, and I've just found them on LinkedIn. And I've, you know, followed them on LinkedIn, and then I add their newsletters. So that way my feed becomes a lot more useful. Because a lot of times what you'll see is you'll have maybe some old coworkers in your LinkedIn feed, and all they're doing is just posting garbage, right? It's like, you know, they're just posting, you know, blog posts from the corporate website, you know, or so-and-so like added a new certificate to their, you know, professional resume, you know. And it's just like, those are just minor things. Nobody really cares about that kind of stuff. What they really care about is your thoughts, your opinions, trends in the industry, right? And the newsletters go deeper. So just like kind of clean up your feed. You can unfollow people on LinkedIn, which is great. So like a lot of these people that they just post garbage and nonsense, just, you know, you don't have to unfriend them or, you know, remove the connection. You can just unfollow them. And that way sort of cleans up your feed, gets rid of all the garbage posts, and then you can add in all the good stuff like the newsletters and, you know, the posts from the thought leaders and people you really admire. So play around with that, and just play around with LinkedIn. It's becoming a really great platform. I like it. I think it's got a lot of potential going forward. And stay tuned here to my vlog channel here. It's new, so I'm starting up a new channel, a new Ken Marico channel on YouTube. And subscribe to my newsletters. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.